Here's Sam Huff, the catcher. Swing ground ball to third. Two hops right at Vinny Capra. He's got plenty of time, but the catcher jogging up to first, and Vinny throws him out. Boy, two quick outs. Doesn't that feel good for Tobias? Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Brewers just had a three-run fourth inning and lead 5-2. Here's Luis Matos taking high ball one. We're in the bottom of the fourth, and there are now two outs. Luis Matos flew to left back in the second. Tobias Myers kicks the leg, the 1-0 pitch. High, it's 2-0 on a slider. Network Health salutes all of our nation's veterans. Retired veterans can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. Find the coverage you need and health plan experience you want with Network Health. 2-0 is going to be outside and high. It is 3-0. Learn more at networkhealth.com/veterans. Well, with Mike Yastrzemski on deck, you certainly don't want to lose Luis Matos. I bet you Myers would come out of the game if he walks him. 3-0 pitch. Just barely caught the inside corner. Painted the edge, 3-1. Koenig, presumably, would be coming in to face Yastrzemski. Myers has his sign. The 3-1 coming. Swung on, lined in the left. Yelich coming on the left to play it on a hop. Luis Matos smokes a single. Guy who's really struggled with the bat. Only his sixth hit of the season. And here comes Yastrzemski, and let's see what Pat Murphy elects to do.
He broke up an 0-for-22 for Matos.
And he hit that ball hard. Well, I was wrong. They're going to stay with Myers here to face Yastrzemski. We're only in the fourth. He's 2-for-2, including a homer. First pitch. Outside, ball one. Slider trying to come through the back door was Tobias. Didn't quite get there. You know, there are 70-pitch outings, and then there are 70-pitch outings like this with all the stress. 1-0. Yastrzemski takes one at the letters for a strike on a cutter. 1-1. I think that, coupled with the fact that this is his first start of the big leagues all year, is going to make this probably shorter than Tobias would like it to be. Brewers lead 5-2. There comes the 1-1. Yaz swings big, fouls it straight back.
It's a great point, Josh. There's the physical aspect of throwing 72 pitches, 73 pitches like Myers has thrown, but the mental exhaustion of dealing with traffic on the base paths, I mean, you get mentally worn down. Your focus gets chipped away at a little bit, too.
1-2. Pitch to Yastrzemski is outside on a fastball. Hit 94 in the gun. Some of his better velocity today, but it's 2-2. I think Tobias probably knows now he's getting close to the end. This will be pitch number 75. So he can let it all loose here. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled left side. That was 94 again, and Yastrzemski spoils it out of play. Hey, the sun's trying to peek through the cloud cover. Turning into a nicer afternoon by the Bay. Brewers' last game this year at Oracle Park. Runner at first is Matos. The 2-2 again. Down low. Laid off the changeup. It's a full count. Game 4 of the series. Brewers hoping for a split. The runner will go Matos. He's off 3-2, swung on, grounded, foul. Up the first baseline by Mike Yastrzemski. I know you and I just love making our yearly trip to Oracle Park. The beautiful setting that it is. You can deal with a little bit of adverse weather because the scenery is so great.
This is one of the better smelling ballparks, too. I mean, you get so many different unique food options here, and you can just smell it move its way through the ballpark.
Runner goes 3-2 low. He walked him. And now it's two on with two out. So Yastrzemski's reached all three times that he's batted. Willy Adames is coming up. Eric Haas is stepping out in front of home plate. He's looking at the Brewers dugout. He's saying, what do you want me to do? What's the plan? Are we going to have Tobias face Willy? And the answer is yes. They will stay with Mr. Myers. Tying run is in the box. 5-2 Brewers, bottom four. The Adames has grounded out and walked last inning. Myers from the stretch. Holds it to two on the pitch clock and throws a swing and a miss at a good changeup. Willie swung fastball, got the change of speed. It's nothing and one. The wind has been blowing out in each and every one of the four games of the series, although it hasn't played that big a factor. It's blowing out pretty good right now. 0-1. Willie swings and misses through a slider that time. Good movement on that pitch. Nothing in two. That was pitch number 80 for Tobias Myers in his season debut, and he'd like 81 to be the last one. Matos at second, Yastrzemski first. 0-2. Swung on, tapped foul. Willy just got a piece of the slider. These Giants are tough. Coming in tied for the third best record in the majors. The only teams that have a better record as of today than San Francisco are the Mets and the Padres. That's it. 5-2 Brewers. Myers looks back towards second base. A long hold. Now kicks. 0-2. Swung on, lifted. Right center field and deep, but playable for Frelick. Going back into the gap and makes the over-the-shoulder catch right in front of the warning track. And the inning is over as Adames flies out deep. And Tobias Myers can exhale. Gets the shutdown inning he was looking for, and he is through four completes. We head to the fifth, 5-2 Milwaukee, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman?
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items, but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings, it's Woodman's.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Game tickets secured months ago? Check. Coolers and grills packed for your tailgate feast? Check. Sitting in an emergency room with an infected and throbbing tooth? Check. Don't let a lack of dental coverage ruin your game day plans. The new WDA Dental Savings Club can save you and your family up to 55% on quality care from Wisconsin Dental Association dentists you can trust. Get your healthy smile back and get back in the game. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers still leading 5-2 into the fifth. Christian Yelich back in the box. He was there when Terang was caught stealing to end the fourth. And here's Lane Grindle.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Spencer Bivens' first pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And it's 0-1 on Yelich. 0-for-1, the sac fly RBI back in the first. His 20th RBI of the season for Christian. As Bivens brings home the 0-1 pitch, that missed outside with a changeup, and it's a ball and a strike on Christian. Brewers really have their veterans in a good place at the plate right now. Yelich being one of those. The 1-1 is down and in, two balls and one strike. Getting consistently good, even great at-bats from Yelich. And the guy in the on-deck circle, Rhys Hoskins, quietly really has put together quite a two-week stretch as well. 2-1 is up and away, and it's three balls and one strike. We've been talking so much about Terang and Yelich, and I think we've forgotten to talk about how good Hoskins has been, too. Divins brings home the 3-1, and that's down low, and it's a leadoff walk to Yelich. Man, the leadoff spot has been where it's been at in this game. Brewers have had their leadoff man aboard in four of the five innings. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. So Yelich aboard, and now here's Hoskins, who's 2-for-2 tonight and is 4-for-7 in the series. As Bivens right versus right here, tosses to first and Yelich is back in time. Hoskins 13 for his last 27 at the plate over a nine-game stretch for Rhys.
Ooh.
Bivens brings home the pitch, and Rhys swings on it and fouls it above the Brewers' dugout first base side. It's 0-1.
You're right. We're not talking enough about that.
We really aren't. And it's not just the quality of contact and the hits. Watch his at-bats. He's getting into 3-2 counts and 3-1 counts. He is really getting deep in the count, even in the outs that he's making. 0-1. That missed inside. One ball and one strike on Hoskins. You can really tell that Rhys is seeing the baseball extremely well. Maybe as good as he has seen the baseball at any stretch in a Brewers uniform going back to last year, too. Bivens out of the stretch, the 1-1. And that missed inside. Two balls and one strike on Hoskins. You've got Jake Bowers, who's swinging a hot stick in the on-deck circle. Brewers with a 5-2 lead and trying to increase that lead here in the fifth inning. Bivens, the 2-1, is down and away, and it's three balls and one strike on Hoskins. Uribe is getting loose still in that Brewers bullpen, so you would think we would see him in the bottom of the fifth. Brewers will cash in their chips on Tobias Myers after four innings. Boy, did he battle. 3-1 is down low, and Hoskins works the walk. So back-to-back walks to start up this fifth inning for Yelich and Hoskins. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now first and second and nobody out for Jake Bowers, and Huff is out there for a Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound. They have dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise, bet above the rest. So table set for a big inning here for the crew to try and follow up that three-run fourth inning. A 5-2 Brewers lead. And Jake Bowers at the plate, 1-for-2 so far this afternoon. Bivens looks at second and brings home the pitch. And that is down and in with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. Bivens not throwing strikes so far in this outing. Back-to-back walks, and he starts Bowers off outside the zone. The 1-0 pitch is a strike at the knees on a cut fastball, and that was a generous strike call. That didn't have to be. It's 1-1.
I think Jim Wolf got tired of saying ball.
I think you're right. Let's try something different here. Bivens, the 1-1. That missed outside. That was a changeup, and it's two balls and one strike. It could very easily be 3-0 right now on Bowers. I wouldn't do Bivens any favors right here if I'm Jake. Make him give you a cookie if you're going to swing. A spin and a look back at second. Yelich scrambles back to the bag without a throw. Well, time for a vibe check. A cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Two balls and one strike. Bivens brings home the pitch and a ground ball to first base. Wade has it, throws to second for one. Back to first, not in time. Bauer is able to stay out of the double play. It went 3-6-1, but Bauer is able to beat it out. So he's at first on a fielder's choice, and the Brewers have runners on the corners and one out. And that'll get Joey Ortiz to the plate. Now you have a lot of ways to try and get Yelich home without the benefit of a hit. And every run right now of insurance you can provide for these late innings matters. Ortiz with a hit in his last at bat back in the fourth, a base hit into center. Bivens brings home the pitch, and Joey took a strike on the low inside corner with a two-seam fastball. It's 0-1. Wind is racing out to right. So you do get a little help if you get a ball up in the air to right field right now. 0-1. And Joey checked on a sinker that was called a strike that looked like it was in. Nothing in two. Bivens has not had good command in this inning, and he's been helped out on a couple of big calls from Jim Wolf. So now Ortiz in an 0-2 hole. This is the big at-bat to try to get Yelich home. 0-2 is a ground ball to third. Chapman to second for one. On to first in time. It's a 5-4-3 double play, and the Brewers will end up getting nothing out of it. A couple of walks to start up the inning, but Bivens got a couple of ground balls and got out of the inning with no damage done. We go to the bottom of five. It's 5-2 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Well, a 5-2 lead for the Brewers as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Tobias Myers' day is done. He goes four innings, four hits, two runs, four walks, and a pair of strikeouts for Tobias. He gives way to Adner Uribe, who takes over on the mound for the crew. And Uribe will get Lee, Chapman, and Ramos for San Francisco here in the bottom of the fifth. So had to feel good for Tobias just to get back out there. Little rusty at times. Command not as good as he'll want it to be, but all in all, a positive step forward. He leaves with a 5-2 lead. Really all you can ask. Gavner making his 11th appearance of the year. He's 1-0 with a .93 ERA over 9 2/3 innings. Here's Jung-Hoo Lee to lead off against him. Uribe brings home the pitch, and he missed all the way back to the backstop. It's 1-0. 100 miles an hour at the belt of Jung-Hoo Lee, and he got out of the way of it, and he kind of looked like, wow. I'm glad that didn't hit me. Long hold for Abner, the 1-0 pitch. That missed down and in with a sinker at 100. And it's two balls and no strikes. That was one of those, if it was up a little bit and hit the net, it might have gone right through the net.
Yeah.
That's how hard he threw that first pitch back to the backstop. You could hear it echoing. The 2-0 pitch. And slider missed down and in. It goes to 3-0 on Jung-Hoo Lee. A lot of walks in this game between the two teams. Nine walks issued between the two pitching staffs so far in this game. 3-0. And that missed low, and he walked him, so make it 10. So another leadoff walk. We've seen a lot of those on both sides here this afternoon. Lee walks for the second time today. He's been on base all three times he's come to the plate. Now here's Matt Chapman. Well, nothing says spring like a grill full of tasty Usinger sausage, whether it's brats, dogs, kielbasa. Springtime favorite, and can't go wrong with Usinger's. Uribe brings home the first pitch to Chapman. That's through there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Good night to Grill back in Wisconsin. Grill that Usinger's sausage. Enjoy the season and Milwaukee's hometown favorite, Usinger's. Nothing and one on Chapman. Uribe looking in and delivers. And that one missed just a touch outside with the two-seam fastball at 99. It's 1-1. Sun starting to peek through a little bit here. In the bottom of the fifth inning. One one. That missed low at 100 miles an hour. Two balls and one strike. This is one of the most scenic views in baseball. And when the sun starts peeking through and you get the bay in the background, it is just really a beautiful setting for a baseball game. Uribe's 2-1 pitch is a fly ball deep center. Mitchell going back at the track, and it is gone. It is into the Brewers' bullpen. It's a 2-run home run for Matt Chapman, and the Giants are within a run. It's 5-4 Milwaukee. A 100-mile-an-hour sinker. Middle of the plate, about thigh high, and Matt Chapman hits his fifth home run of the season, and it is a big one here in this series finale. Still nobody out. Now here's Elliot Ramos. Chapman, that's just his second hit of this series. It feels like he's had such a bigger impact at the plate than that. Pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. He had the big walk against Peralta last night. He had walked three times in this series. A one pitch. That is through there for a strike on a two-seam fastball, and it's 0-2. Uribe looking in. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Ramos, and he missed away. One ball and two strikes the count. Ramos is 0-2, a strikeout and a fly ball to right. 3-14 in this series. He is the designated hitter today after playing in left field the first three games of the series. 1-2 pitch. Missed inside with a slider. And it's two balls and two strikes.
Abner had not pitched in almost a week. Lane, the last time he pitched was Friday against the A's. You wonder if he's a little rusty.
2-2. Slider swung on and fouled back into the net. Stays at 2-2. Well, not rusty in the sense of his velo is maybe even a touch up, but is the command there? Is everything else working like it should be? Two-two pitch is found back and out of play, and it stays at 2-2. Sometimes a rested arm, while it's a good thing, it takes a little bit. These guys get into the routine of the season. They're used to pitching every third day or every other day. So you have 6 days off, and the rhythm on the mound is just a little bit different. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. You got a piece of that slider, and it stays at 2-2. These guys are so routine-driven, and I think that's the really hard part for a reliever, is you don't know when you're going to get up. You don't know when you're going to pitch next, and you got to be ready every day when your number is called. 2-2. Is swung on and fouled back. He keeps feeding him sliders, and Ramos keeps getting a piece of him. So it stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 16 pitches already for Uribe here in this bottom of the fifth inning. And still nobody out for Abner. 2-2 pitch. And he missed away with a fastball at 100. And the count goes full. It's 3-2. A walk, a two-run home run, and now a 3-2 count on Elliot Ramos. Get a little break in the lineup after Ramos if you can take care of him here for Abner. 3-2 pitch. Missed high, walked him. Second walk issued by Abner. Man at first and nobody out. And now Lamont Wade Jr. will be the batter, and it is time for a trip to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, as Chris Hook is on his way out there to talk to Uribe. See if the Brewers get anybody up. They had Koenig and Uribe up in the fourth inning as Myers was trying to get himself through that inning. Right now it is quiet in that Brewers pen, but that could change here shortly. It's a 5-4 Brewers lead in the bottom of the fifth, but Abner yet to retire anybody. He's faced three batters, walked two, and given up a home run. Giants have hit a pair of home runs in this game. They got a solo home run from Yastrzemski back in the third against Tobias. And now the conference on the mound is over as Eric Haas on his way back behind home plate before Lamont Wade Jr. gets into the batter's box here. So just the bottom of the fifth, but it feels like we're going to have late inning leverage type situations for the rest of this game. First pitch to Wade Jr. is a strike at the knees with a slider, and it's 0-1. Josh, are you a Star Wars guy?
I've seen them all.
Yep. Brewers have Star Wars night coming up on May 16th. A one pitch is a fly ball into shallow left. Capra going out, so is Ortiz. Ortiz over at it, and then made the catch falling down. Oh, that was a near disaster for the Brewers. Ortiz almost overran it completely, but he was able to put the brakes on, reach back, and fall down, making the catch. That is a big first out for Abner Uribe. One away now for Tyler Fitzgerald. Yeah, Star Wars night, May 16th, presented by ESPN Milwaukee. Got the Jedi Jackson Churio bobblehead. When you buy a special theme night ticket package, first pitch to Fitzgerald is a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. You can get your seat at brewers.com/theme nights. Jedi Josh Maurer bobbleheads not available. The 0-1 is a ground ball to third, but foul, and it's 0-2 on Fitzgerald.
Collect them, you will.
Obi-Wan Kent Sommerfeld bobbleheads are also not available.
We're making everybody wait. That's like a week and a half after May the 4th.
Mm-hmm. It's really more like Star Wars month now.
Yeah,
right?
Building the anticipation.
Uribe brings home the 0-2 pitch. This one's popped up. This one on the infield. Bowers calling for it near the mound. Makes the catch. And there's two outs. So Abner has settled in and gotten a couple of pop-ups. And now two down for Sam Huff. I think Obi-Wan Kent Sommerfeld was a bad effort by me. I could have come up with a better one than that. Kent would be a stormtrooper anyway. Don't you think? Darth Sommerfeld?
You think he's on the dark side?
Darth Sommerfeld?
Does have a son named Luke.
That's true. The 0-1 to Sam Huff is outside with a slider. It's 1-0. This strike zone from Jim Wolf's been a little confusing the last couple of innings. A lot of the stuff on the edges has been flip a coin. Abner's 1-0 is fouled back and out of play. It's 1-1. He's a little, he can be a little tough on us sometimes back there, Kent. We're not doing the ID right when he needs us to do it. People don't hear what is said. His mic doesn't go over the air. It's not supposed to. 1-1. Ground ball to second base. Terang stays down on it. Fields throws to first in time. And the inning is over. The two-run home run from Chapman, though, makes this a one-run game. Brewers lead it 5-4 as we head to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Join the Brewers on May 17th for a one-of-a-kind cribbage board giveaway, courtesy of 620 WTMJ. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will get the special board featuring the famous racing sausages. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Well, sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning, and our contestant is Greg Humphrey from Janesville. Greg will win a gift card jackpot of $100 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. And $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half inning. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Garrett Mitchell leads off the sixth inning for the crew and takes a breaking ball from Spencer Bivens for a strike, and it's 0-1. Bivens entered in the fourth inning. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Swung over the top of a changeup. No balls and two strikes. Recorded an out, but it was because Terang was caught stealing at third. And worked a scoreless fifth despite walking the first two batters. Pitch missed outside. One ball and two strikes. I would love to know the data on that in terms of walking the first two batters of an inning and not giving up a run. How often does that happen? 1-2 is a swing and a miss. He strikes out Mitchell. Got him with a cutter down and in. And the Giants, for just the second time today, have retired the leadoff man. And there's one away for Vinny Capra. A 5-4 Brewers lead. They've outhit San Francisco 6-5 so far in this game. Bivens brings home the pitch to Capron. It misses low. It's 1-0. Eric Miller is getting loose in the Giants' bullpen. That may be for the top of the order if this inning gets to that. Terang, Frelick, Yelich. 1-0 pitch. That is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Now, Pat Murphy has a lot of good right-handed options off the bench over the course of this game if he wants to use them. Contreras, Churio, Caleb Durbin. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate, and it's 1-2 on Capra. Jared Koenig is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen, so we may see him in the bottom of the sixth.
Well, that's a byproduct of having guys who are almost never not in the starting lineup on your bench. Is late in the game, you can get pretty creative if you want to.
Capra uses his timeout, now climbs back into the box. 1-2 against him. Bivens looking in, hand delivers, and misses down and away with a slurve. It's 2-2 on Vinny Capra. Capra walked back in the fourth inning. He's 0-1 with a run scored. Two pitch. Ground ball to short. Adames gets around it, pats the glove once, fires to first, and retires Capra, and there's two away in the Brewers' half of the sixth inning. And now here's Eric Haas. Well, defend American Family Field. Brewers hosting the Cubs next weekend for the first time this year, May 2nd through the 4th. Battle of NL Central contenders. Get in on the rivalry action. Get your seats before they're gone at brewers.com/tickets. First pitch to Haas is a swing and a miss at a slurve down in the dirt, and it's 0-1. That'll be a fun one. Cubs playing well. Always a little heightened tension when the Brewers and Cubs get together, regardless of where and when. 0-1. That is through there for a strike on a two-seam fastball at 93, and it's 0-2 on Haas. 5-4 Brewers, top of the sixth inning here in San Francisco in the series finale. Bivens, the 0-2 pitch, and that is a chopper. Third base side, going to be a tough play for Chapman. Tries to barehand it, couldn't, and Haas has himself an infield single. That was like an excuse me swing. It wasn't even a check swing. He was just kind of like, ugh, as he hit it, and it worked out perfectly for Haas. And that probably is going to be it for Bivens, as it looks like Bob Melvin is on his way out to the dugout, and out to the mound, and he's going to get the left-hander Eric Miller to face Bryce Terang here. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. They're proud to support the Brew Crew. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular built for us. The lefty coming on. It's a 5-4 Brewers lead here in the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino's Stay and Play Golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
Well, Brewers have a runner with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning, and Eric Miller taking over on the mound for San Francisco. His 11th appearance of the year, 1-0 with a 1.17 ERA. For Eric Miller, he gets the lefty Bryce Terang. Miller worked two-thirds of an inning in last night's game, retired the only two batters that he faced. First pitch to Terang is a chopper over the head of Miller. Charging it is Adames, fields and throws to first in time, and the inning is over. So Miller gets a quick and efficient out of Terang, and we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-4 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Brewers with a 5-4 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Jared Koenig takes over on the mound for the Crew. And he will get Luis Matos to lead off for San Francisco. And then back to the top of the order, Yastrzemski and Adames scheduled to hit for San Francisco. Brewers led 5-2, but a two-run home run from Matt Chapman in the fifth inning got the Giants within a run as Matos hit squared to bunt, pulled the bat back and took a sinker inside. It's 1-0. Matos with a hit back in the fourth. That broke up an 0-for-22 at the plate for the right-handed hitter. And he takes on the inside edge for a strike. It's 1-1. Matos 1-for-6 in the series. Stands in the back of the box, open stance. Koenig's 1-1 is a fly ball into shallow left center. Ortiz going out. Ortiz getting called off by Yelich, who races in with the sunglasses on and makes the catch. And there's one out here in the bottom of the sixth. And Mike Yastrzemski's the batter. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. So Yastrzemski, who has been platooned this season in the outfield, pitches up and in, and it's 1-0 on Yastrzemski. He has really hit right-handed pitching, but a little different story against lefties for Yastrzemski. Koenig's 1-0 pitch is through there for a strike, and it's 1-1. He is just 2-for-16 against left-handed pitching this year, a 125 average. Does have a home run off a lefty this year, though. The 1-1 is a ground ball out to second base. Waiting on it is Terang. Plenty of time to fire to first and retire Yastrzemski in a couple of very quick outs for Jared Koenig here in the bottom of the sixth. Jared trying to get this game to the seventh, and he'll face his old teammate Willie Adames. who also has struggled against left-handed pitching. And that is not breaking news to Brewers fans if you followed Willie the last couple of years. First pitch to Adames, breaking ball, caught the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Adames just 3-for-33 against left-handed pitching with no extra base hits. 0-1, missed inside, one ball and one strike. That is a part of Willie's game that is kind of mystifying at times, how much he has struggled against left-handed pitching. Koenig's 1-1 is ground ball foul up the third baseline, and it's 1-2. He is off to a slow start. We talked about it earlier during this series that some of the reporters, some Giants fans worried about that slow start, but not Willie. This is pretty typical. April's never been a big month for him. Got a piece of that one and fouled it back. It was a changeup off the plate, and it saves it 1-2 on Adames. Usually at some point in May, he finds his footing, and then he gets really hot. Koenig looking in. The 1-2 pitch. Missed down and in, and it goes to 2-2.
Brewers want him to wait at least another day.
Do all the damage you want, and then cool off again in late August. That'd be preferable. 2-2 on Willie. The pitch from Koenig. Ground ball, third base. Going to be a tough play. Capra charging and bobbled it in his glove. So Willie Adames with an infield single with two outs here. And that will get Jung-Hoo Lee to the plate. All of this, wow, that's going to be an E5. I'm surprised by that. That's an infield single in my book. Even if Capra fields that cleanly, it's a tough play over at first. So it's an E5 on Capra. Now here's Jung-Hoo Lee, who all the talk of the struggles against left-handed pitching, not the case for Lee, has been really dangerous against lefties. Curveball misses down and away, and it's 1-0.
Yeah, and Lane, he ripped an RBI triple off of Koenig here in game one of the series.
406 hitter against left-handed pitching. Adames gets his lead from first. And the 1-0 pitch is a ground ball gobbled up by Bowers with a dive. He gets to his feet, steps on the bag, and Lee is retired, and Koenig puts up a zero in the bottom of the sixth. We go to the seventh, a 5-4 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in 4/30/2025.
Drum roll, please.
Carbliss is here with refreshing new flavors. Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carbliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in store wherever Carbliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why less is more with Carbliss.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Brewers with a 5-4 lead as we head to the seventh. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
All right, thank you very much. Eric Miller, the left-hander, Lane, is going to stay out there with Frelick and Yelich to lead off. He faces a couple of lefties. And here is Sal. First pitch. Called a strike at the very top of the zone. It didn't have to be. Miller came in last inning and got a very quick out of Bryce Terang. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and popped foul down the third baseline and drifting well into the seats. Quickly, nothing and two on Frelick. In last night's game, Eric Miller stranded a couple of runners. Got Terang and Churio. He's already retired Terang again today. 0-2. Down in the dirt. The slider there from the second-year big league left-hander, Eric Miller. Well, we hope you're having a terrific Thursday. Late afternoon back at home. Middle of the afternoon here. 1-2 pitch. Right down the middle. Got him looking. 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Miller's got good stuff. And he froze Sal Frelick. One gone in the visiting seventh. This is the fourth of the series. The Giants have taken two out of three, so the Brewers need to hold on to get the split before they head to St. Louis. They got work to do. Here's Yelly. He'll take low and away, ball one. Brewers have had three separate leads in this game. 1-0, 2-1, and then 5-2. But it's currently 5-4. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 97 with sink. This guy, you can tell why he's lethal against left-handed hitters. 1-1. Yelich has a sacrifice fly and a walk. He's officially 0-1. The 1-1. Down and away from Miller. Key moments in this game, Brewers scored three in the fourth. Took advantage of a big error on the first baseman, Lamont Wade Jr. And then a two-run home run by Chapman. Here's a ground ball hit to first. On the short hop, played by Lamont Wade. Right by the bag, he'll take it himself in time to get Yelich. Two quick outs. So Miller, over the last couple of nights, is retired all five batters that he's faced. Here comes a right-handed hitter in Rhys Hoskins, who has yet to be retired today. Single, double, walk. The Chapman home run off of Abner Uribe in the fifth made it 5-4, and that's where we stand in the seventh. Then ball one misses high on Rhys Hoskins. With two out and the bases empty, Eric Miller's 1-0. Hit hard on the ground to third, but behind the bag, played perfectly by Chapman. He throws across in time to get Hoskins, and Miller continues to mow them down. 1-2-3 through the middle of the Brewers' order. It's time to stretch, and the Brewers holding on to this 5-4 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Get everything you need for your flooring project at Menards. MS International has a great selection of flooring to help you update your home. From beautiful ceramic tile to luxury vinyl plank and laminate floors that resemble real wood, get the floor of your dreams at Menards. Stop in today and check out all our flooring options and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
How can you not be romantic about this? This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Nick Mears will pitch for the second consecutive game as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. He's protecting a one-run lead and having to deal with Matt Chapman. 5-4, the Brewers. Mears was in the middle of that four-run sixth inning that the Giants put up against Peralta and then later Nick to win the game last night, although Nick had some bad luck. There were a couple of errors committed behind him, a couple of ground balls that were just put into perfect spots. Chapman takes up and away, ball one. His two-run home run a couple of innings ago is the reason it's only a one-run Milwaukee lead. Mears with a 1-0. Low, it's 2-0. Overall this season, since getting activated, he's made 8 appearances. This is 9th. No wins or losses. A 1.17 ERA for Nick. The 2-0 to Chapman. Swung on. He took a big rip at a fastball and he fouled it straight back into the screen. Mears allowed 3 inherited runners to score last night. They were all charged to Freddy Peralta. He gave up 1 unearned run of his own. He's been very good. Here's a 2-1. Chapman hits it to center and deep again. Backing up is Mitchell. He's got a play this time right in front of the warning track. Garrett makes the catch. Chapman tried to do it again. He just missed. One big out. There's Elliot Ramos. That one, seventh inning. Oh, I'm sorry, Lane.
That one jumped off the bat pretty good at first.
Yeah, I know that my heart skipped a beat.
Yeah, the way that jumped off the bat, but it died pretty quickly.
Elliot Ramos 0 for 2 with a walk. Mears ready to go to him, and the pitch is outside. Ball one. The stretch brought to us by Island Resort and Casino. Sweetgrass and Sage Run Golf Course is open in May. Take advantage of the Island's early season stay-and-play package rates. 1-0. Outside, he's gone 2-0 on each batter. Stay-and-play package rates run through May 23rd at Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Here comes the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Oh, he chased one up out of the zone. Did Elliot Ramos. 2-1. Helped out Nick Mears on that. This is a game in which Brewers pitching has walked 6. Giants pitching has walked 5. There have been 11 free passes. 2-1, swing and a miss. Right down the middle with a 95-mile-an-hour heater came Nick Mears, and Ramos could not touch it. So it's 2-2. Lamont Wade Jr. on deck. 1 out. There it comes, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Blew it right on by him. That fastball perfectly located outside black, and it's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Mears. Meet with a specialist today. You can start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. 2 out. And here's Lamont Wade, who is 0 for 2 with a walk. Nick is ready to work, and the left-handed batter takes upstairs, ball one. Drive around the league brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. 3 teams in the Central are off today. 1-0 to Wade. Popped up. Right side playable. Backtracking Bryce Terang all the way about 15 steps in a shallow right. Makes a backpedaling grab to end the inning. And it took Mears only 11 pitches to get a 1-2-3. Cubs are off. Reds are off, and the Cardinals, who the Brewers play in a series at Busch beginning tomorrow, they're all off. Pirates play later tonight at the Angels. We go to the 8th, still 5-4 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger, Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine.
We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
We'll take some more of that.
Some more what?
Swing and a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
As we go to the eighth and the Brewers lead it 5-4, we will see the sidearm right-hander Tyler Rogers again. Brewers look to add on, and here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Jake Bowers leads off against Rogers, swing and a miss at a sinker, and it's 0-1. Rogers pitched last night. It's his 14th appearance of the year, a .73 ERA. A one pitch is a strike on the outside edge. That was a wide strike, and it's 0-2. See, Tyler Rogers, the .73 ERA, and your reaction is somebody scored on him. He's been pretty effective when the Brewers have seen him. The 0-2 pitch is low with a two-seam fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Bowers, Ortiz, Mitchell